Congresswomen fire back.
The recent tweets and words from the president are simply a continuation of his racist and xenophobic playbook.
President stands firm.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.
50 years after historic launch.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. No let-up in the volatile war of words that pits President Trump against four Democratic congresswomen. This morning on Twitter, he called what they've said vile, hateful, and disgusting. It picks up where he left off yesterday.
They hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion.
His racist tweet that they go back to where they came from set things off, and CBS's Nancy Cordes says the four lawmakers have spoken out.
No matter what the president says, this country belongs to you, and it belongs to everyone.
The four female lawmakers, who have come to be nicknamed the Squad, forcefully condemned the president.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
A Republican backlash gained steam, too.
The tweets are racist and xenophobic, period, end of story.
It's dangerous. It's demeaning to our fellow Americans, and that's simply wrong.
But others defended him.
Come on, of course the president's not racist.
The comments that they have made, the Squad, all of them, have been so anti-American.
So far, 11 GOP lawmakers have condemned the president's tweets outright. 16 have criticized both Democrats and Mr. Trump. 10 are supporting him, leaving more than 200 Republicans who have stayed silent. The new Democratic resolution will force them to go on the record and vote. The measure, quote, strongly condemns President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color.
Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe sought reaction on the campaign trail in Iowa, speaking with one of the Democratic candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden.
What do you say to Americans who might agree with what the president tweeted yesterday?
I say I'm ashamed of you.
So you'd say that the voters...
I'd say that anybody who's that racist, I'm ashamed of a racist.
President Trump refused to back down, in part because he believes his supporters will stand by him. Many that we heard from yesterday do.
I know some people don't like his tweets and they think he's crass, and I that's why I voted for him.
It's unfortunate he had to do the way he had to do it. He's doing the only way he can to get this country back.
If you think you have it better in your where you came from or... with the, how they did things there, go back where you came from.
Well, there's a court challenge to a new Trump administration policy that's taking effect today that changes the rules for asylum seekers. Central Americans who want that status here will have to have sought it in Mexico first since they travel through there to get here. Human rights activist Kenji Kazuka says it effectively slams the door.
There are ways to manage the number of people who are arriving in a humane manner, and obviously just turning everyone back is not the way to do that.
50 years ago today, Apollo 11 blasted off for the moon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Beginning a mission that would put American men on the lunar surface for the first time. A human achievement that had people in awe all around the globe. CBS's Peter King is at the Kennedy Space Center.
Anyone who saw it says you could see, feel, and hear Apollo 11 Saturn V rocket for miles around. Decades later, launch commentator Jack King recalled what it felt like just 3 miles from the pad.
The windows start to rattle and that sound hits you.
New York radio reporter Vic Bratner was watching outside.
The ground shook. Your body shook. You could feel it deep in your gut.
Rick Frischman was 15 years old, and he remembers watching from 100 miles away.
We were able to see the first stage separate way up in the sky. It was amazing.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Planned Parenthood says it'll sue to try to block a Trump administration rule that will begin being enforced today. It bans family planning clinics that get federal money from referring women for abortions. Singer R. Kelly due in a Chicago courtroom today to face federal sex crime charges brought against him last week. CBS's Adriana Diaz says they apparently stem from sex tapes turned over to local prosecutors months ago.
Attorney Michael Avenatti says R. Kelly paid more than $2 million to silence a girl and her family at the center of his 2008 child pornography trial. None of them testified, and a jury eventually acquitted Kelly of all charges. Avenatti says he represents 9 clients related to Kelly's case, including victims, parents, and so-called whistleblowers, like a former Kelly associate who Avenatti says was paid to hunt down a missing sex tape involving a minor.
And he specifically told the associate that his life was, quote, on the line.
The lawyer says at least 2 sex tapes are part of the evidence that could put Kelly behind bars for life.
Netflix has removed a graphic suicide scene from an episode in the first season of the hit show 13 Reasons Why.
You see all these don't kill yourself posters up on the wall? They weren't up before.
Mental health experts expressed concern the scene glorified suicide. The show's 3rd season launches in a few weeks. A new federal report finds online bullying is on the rise among middle and high school students. 20% say they were bullied in the 2016-17 school year. The new 007 in the next Bond movie breaks racial barriers and the glass ceiling. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
It's either Hollywood's worst-kept secret or the kind of misdirection worthy of a James Bond villain. British media reporting that Daniel Craig remains James Bond in the 25th film now being shot, but his 007 title will go to...
Where's your head at?
Lashana Lynch, last seen as fighter pilot Maria Rambo in Captain Marvel.
About to show these boys how we do it.
A black female 007, the worst kind of virtue signaling, sniffs a columnist in the conservative Daily Telegraph here. Others, though, saying it's about time the franchise got an update. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
More strikes going on for a second day at Amazon facilities during the Prime event, taking action from Minnesota to Germany, Spain, and Poland. Fathers, your time has come. Recognition that changing diapers is your job, too.
Huggies is putting pictures of dads on boxes for the first time. New special delivery diapers are part of a premium line made from plant-based ingredients. One of the father models, Orlando Thompson, says the packing helps dispel a stereotype that fathers aren't connected to their kids and aren't affectionate. Last month, Pampers announced a program to install 5,000 changing tables in public men's rooms across the country. The new Huggies boxes hit store shelves this month. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Caught in a storm, the Rolling Stones. They played their rescheduled show in New Orleans last night. It was put off from Sunday because of Hurricane Barry. Fans feared the storm might prevent the band from getting there at all, but on Twitter they said they made it early and hunkered down to ride it out. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.